Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Mark Renee alongside Jill Krabus. And among the highlights, Miss Krabus, of night number eight, Rafael Nadal getting bounced out in a fifth set tiebreak by Luca Puy.
Yeah, I mean, Puy just played an amazing match. Even that first set, I don't think Nadal really did anything wrong. I think Puy came out really firing. He won that first set pretty easily, 6-1. And, you know, as we know that Nadal is one of the toughest competitors out there, it's no surprise he came back to win that second set. But, I mean, what an unbelievable match. What a great performance from the 22-year-old Frenchman. I think he just played incredible. And I think there were moments that Nadal said that he wished he could have handled a little bit better. I think physically he said he was feeling fine. Mentally he said he was fine. And I think just a couple of mistakes that he made, I think his serve let him down a little bit. And I think a couple of mistakes at certain moments in the match were the difference there. But Puy played a great match. I was very impressed.
Our Sunday night session began with a couple of southpaws. Angelique Kerber, 6-3, 7-5 over Petra Kvitova. And it looked like Kvitova was starting to feel it toward the end of the first set. But she was never able to sustain. She wound up really losing all the big points to Kerber.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it had to do with how she started the match, too. She didn't start very well, and she made a lot of unforced errors. And when you're down a set, she definitely played better in the second set and cut down on those errors. But when you start a match more like not that great, it's hard to kind of keep always fighting back and trying playing catch up. And by that point, you know, it was the important moments that mattered, and then double faulted on match point, which you know, you got to make your opponent play when it's that close in the second set,
even after a net court. Too, that was the most disappointing thing, I think, for Kvitova. And then top seed Novak Djokovic finally playing a full match. Had an easy time the first couple of sets with Kyle Edmund, 6-2, 6-1. And then Edmund started to step his game up a little bit, but wound up dropping that one the third, 6-4.
Yeah, and Edmund had a great tournament. And I think the situation playing on Ash at night overwhelmed him a little bit. He's never been in that situation before. And I think he could have played better. And I think we started seeing him in the third set sort of lift his game a little bit, but it was a little bit too late. And I think it just took him a while to get used to the situation, get those nerves out of himself. But it's going against the number one player in the world too. I mean, it's a tough round for him, tough draw.
Our Labor Day parade of former champions will continue later on. Venus Williams against Karolina Pliskova. How do you see that one playing out?
That's going to be a tough match. Both players play very similar. Big serve, Venus's backhand's better, but, you know, she can really step up and hit that forehand very well. And Pliskova plays very similar, big serve, big forehand. And I think it's going to be who serves better. And off of the serve, who steps up and is going to take control of the points, more aggressive from the start.
Number one seed Serena Williams closing out the day session against Yaroslava Shvedova, who has been a doubles champion here, but now for a spot in the quarterfinals.
Yeah, I think you're going to see her try and come into the net a little bit, which is extremely hard to do against Serena because she hits with such good depth and pace. But I think she's going to try and look to maybe slice and come in, try and mix it up a little bit. They've played each other before, and so I think Shvedova's, we're going to try and see her add that more variety to her game today.
And then the nightcap or the night session will begin under the lights with Andy Murray, the number two seed, Gregor Dimitrov, the 22. Murray has been the hottest player on the men's tour pretty much since Wimbledon.
Just so physically and mentally strong, and I'm really looking forward to watching that match. I think it's going to be a great match. But Dimitrov, in the past, you know, he's had moments where he's, you know, beaten the top players, been in the top 10 before, but sometimes he can have those moments where he loses concentration, loses focus, and he can't allow that to happen against Murray. But this tournament, I haven't seen that as much.
And the night session will wrap up with Agnieszka Radwanska against former junior girls champion Anna Konya. How do you see that one going?
Who's only 18 years old. And I think she's going to have nothing to lose. They just played at Wimbledon. Konya actually had match points. Mm-hmm. But grass is completely different. We're playing on a hard court, which bounces a lot higher. And so, I mean, that's definitely one to watch, especially that was the only time they met. So I think Radwanska is going to, she's going to come out trying to prepare, like, from the start to play really well.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.